Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and this week we are celebrating the greatest triumph in human history. Jesus burst forth from the grave and conquered death, our last great enemy. We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Now, Jesus' victory over the grave is the death of death. But today, I want us to see his triumph also establishes another wonderful reality. It establishes that those who believe in the risen Son are free from sin. I want you to listen to John's account in chapter 20, verses 19 to 23, when Jesus appears to his disciples for the first time. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." In this passage, this resurrection account, Jesus proclaims twice, "Peace be with you." And he shows them his hands and sides. And then immediately after assuring them that they have peace, Jesus gives them the Holy Spirit and sends them off to do what his Father had sent him to do, namely, to tell all that their sins could be forgiven by believing the good news of what Jesus had accomplished. Now, we rightly tend to focus on the cross as being the place where our sins were conquered and dealt with. Sacrifice was required to pay for our sins. Hebrews 9:26 tells us, "Jesus appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." But without the empty tomb, you and I don't truly have any assurance that we are forgiven of all our sins. Have you ever thought about that? About the resurrection being necessary for us to have peace with our holy God? That if Jesus doesn't walk out of the tomb, we have no assurance of our forgiveness. The Apostle Paul has thought about it because he writes in 1 Corinthians 15:17, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." Do you hear that? Paul is saying that our faith is worthless if Christ Jesus stayed in the grave. What do you mean, Paul? Paul is saying that if Jesus is not risen, then the curse of sin remained on him, that the cross did not atone for, pay for our rebellion, absolve us of our cosmic treason. And if every sin wasn't dealt with, friend, you and I have to answer to God for our sins. On that last day, we'll have to stand before God's holy throne and watch the tape of our life play back. Every wicked thought, every evil word, every failure to love others, every selfish moment, we'd be held accountable before God. That is why the resurrection is so central, absolutely necessary to our faith. The empty tomb means we can rest assured that Jesus' blood was sufficient to pay for all our sins. I love what Gerhardus Voss writes. "We find in the resurrection the strongest possible assurance of pardon and peace. Brothers, when Christ rose on Easter morning, he left behind him in the depths of the grave every one of our sins. There they remain buried from the sight of God so completely that even in the day of judgment, they will not be able to rise up against us anymore." In simple terms, Voss is saying that if you believe and receive that Jesus was raised from the dead for you, you have an ironclad guarantee you have peace and pardon. That in fact, for God to count any of your sins against you, it would require him to yank his son off his heavenly throne and stuff Jesus back in the tomb and roll back the stone. That's not happening. How is that for an insurance policy? So I ask you, friend, do you know that peace? The calming presence of the risen Lord Jesus? If you don't, I invite you to consider this promise from Romans 10:9. "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Take that verse, roll it around in your hand like a pearl, and consider what a blessing that is. And then go out and find a good church where you can have this message reinforced in your life. so that you can live as one confident that Jesus has broken sin's grip on you and press on in faith. Because there is no greater glory than to know Christ and the power of his resurrection even today, to forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead, that new creation glory that is far more than you and I could ever ask for or imagine. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.